You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Now, there's Daisy Dozen in the kitchen, talking earnestly to Unky. Let's see what's up.
Why, I wouldn't think of asking you to do the supper dishes for me, Unky. Only this certain important business came up,
well,
you know.
I don't know, Daisy. I don't like doing dishes.
Oh, Unky, with Does, it's a cinch. You know, Does is that new kind of soap for everything in our wash. And it has everything for dishes, too. I just love it, Unky.
Well, why don't you Does them, then?
Well, like I said, Unky, if it weren't for this unexpected date, business, I'd be glad to do them. But I thought you want to see how Does has everything for dishes. Why, it makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done, cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to hands.
Oh, I want to read the paper.
Unky, dear, I've just got to go. You want me to improve my mind, don't you?
Well, why don't you let the dishes just stand?
Oh, Unky, don't you want to see how Does suds stand up even through the greasy pans? You don't have to keep adding soap.
Oh, but look at that big greasy platter, Daisy.
Why, Does cuts grease in less than half a minute, Unky, without any hard scarring.
Oh, now, Daisy,
And Unky, Does is simply sweet to your hands. It'll leave them so soft and smooth.
Huh, woman stuff.
Really, if I didn't have this important engagement,
All right, I'll Does the dishes for you.
Oh, swell.
Say, Daisy, what is this important business you got?
Oh, Donald's taking me to the movie.
Huh, Does and me. We've been framed.
Poor Unky. But honest, dishwashing's easy with Does. It's the only leading granulated wash day soap that combines all this for dishes. Make suds that stand up till the last dish is done, cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to your hands. Why not change to Does? D-U-Z. It has everything for dishes. And now the Goldbergs. Well, things don't seem to be turning out so well for Molly. When she knew that Grace and George were coming back, her hopes rose again, for she thought that the two not only had had a change of heart, but were going to return the funds of the Committee for Juvenile Delinquency, which Grace had swindled from the people of Lastonbury. But it seems that only George really wants to reform. Grace has no regrets of their past life, a life of lying and cheating. And now these two are waiting to face the judgment of the townspeople, one with courage, the other with bitterness. Listen.
George, Grace, I mean, if you're ready, everybody's inside patiently, waiting impatiently.
Molly?
Yes?
Why are you here when you should be in there?
I'm going in there, darling. Come, I'm in here. I'll be in presently. Are you ready, Grace?
Don't tarry. Everybody's patience is at a drawstring.
Yes.
We'll be right in, Mr. Goldberg.
Very well, George.
Be right in, Grace. Are you ready? Then come in. But may I say one word, just one single, not even a sentence. Very well. So I wouldn't. But I should. Why shouldn't I? So I will. So I will. Why shouldn't I? It was to me in my house that you came and what happened. It was to me that you came, Grace, making believe to be my son's wife. It was my heart that opened to you, Grace. It was my heart that loved you. It was my disappointment when I found out the truth.
Mrs. Goldberg.
The money that you took away from here, that you took away from all my friends now that are inside. All that money which was collected in the name of sweet charity which you so gently took away with you.
She's back.
Yes, George, she's back. Yes, she's back, but the money. But the money which all the good people of this town gave to begin and to start a fund for delinquent children, and I wanted you to be the head of it, because I wanted you to learn from experience with people, with good people. Surely, you're back. But the money is gone. And for what, Grace? For what? For shoes and a dress and nonsense, huh?
Molly!
Yes, Jake. I'm giving Grace a headache pill.
Let's go in. We're here to take what's coming to us.
I don't want you to get what's coming to you. Can't you understand? I'm trying that you shouldn't get what's coming to you. I don't want you to get what's coming to you because I believe in people. I believe in the worst people. That you both came back. Even if it was whatever it was. You came back, Grace, because you didn't want George to be punished for what you did. And you came back, George, to take all the punishment so Grace could be free. So that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Where there's love, there must be hope.
Maybe your idea for what I'm hoping for is different from my idea of it.
Maybe. But that doesn't make your idea right, Grace. That's all I'm trying to make you understand. What is in your brains? Why can't you see? Why can't you understand what I'm trying to say? That don't make your ideas right. You have one thing in your life. One thing good. You love George. But love for one person and one person only can lead to wrong as easy as it can lead to right. If your love makes you selfish, if it makes you blind to everybody else in the world, then that love is like, how shall I say it? It's like a disease. People can't live by themselves like animals in a jungle. People have to live with other people.
Maybe this world is like a jungle to me. Did you ever think of that? Maybe I found this world like a great big jungle. Maybe I found out that the only thing I've got in this world is myself and the one person I love. Maybe that's the way it looked to me. Now, because the man I love is too weak to live in the jungle, maybe it's going to ruin me. But I'm strong enough to take it. There's only one thing I have, one thing. That's myself and what I think of myself. And I won't throw that away and go inside there and crawl and beg to be taken back on the terms of people who mean nothing to me.
All right, you're strong. All right, you're strong. Let it be like you say. But there's all kinds of strength. I know that in the world also that there are two kinds of people that go wrong. The very weak and the very strong. The weak because
they can't resist temptation. Is that what you mean?
That's what I mean, yes. And the strong because
they're rebels and they won't compromise.
All right, so let it be like you say, so you know. So you're strong. But you're throwing away everything just because you won't realize that life means giving as well as taking. You did hurt the people in Lastonbury. You did wrong. It's these people that you hurt that you have to ask to forgive you. It's you who have to be forgiven. Then why shouldn't you be the one to ask to be forgiven? Why?
You think everybody is just a domestic animal, don't you? But I'm not. You know, there are animals that people capture and put in cages, and some animals get fat on it, and some never give in and just die because they'd rather be free and be what they are than give in and be fed through iron bars. Well, I'm one of those that won't give in.
Molly!
Grace, will you go inside? Will you be humble?
Molly!
I'm coming, Jake. I'm coming. Grace, George, come.
We'll be right in.
I'm coming, Jake.
Molly, do you think you're going to stay
here? I'm coming.
What does she think I'm going to do? Go in there and get down on my hands and knees? Is that what they want of me so we can both get off scot-free? All I have to do is go in there and be humble. I have to lick the dirt, and then their consciences will be clear, and they can let us go. Is that what they want?
I don't know what they want.
What do you want, George?
I just want a chance to have a happy life with you.
That goes for me, too. But I can't build my happiness crawling on my knees. I just wasn't made that way. I'm not that kind of a person.
If it means saving yourself,
not
Grace.
Not me.
Let me do it for you, Grace. I'm not proud. I don't care. I know what we do is wrong. I don't care what they think of me for asking to be freed, as long as we are free. I'll tell him it was
all... Tell him for yourself, not for me.
Oh, let me do it, Grace. I'm looking forward, not back now. I'm seeing the future, you and me and the kid. If we go in there and stand on our dignity, then we're going to jail as sure as you're alive.
You mean if we don't go in there and crawl, those good people are going to be offended and slap us right into jail?
What do you think? They're only human. They like to feel they're doing some good. And they will be by giving us another chance.
Well, can't they give us another chance without seeing us kissing the ground in front of them?
Oh, what difference does it make, Grace? We're guilty. We did everything Mrs. Goldberg said. She gave us a chance to take our medicine standing up. She gave us a chance to change, and we didn't. Now we have to go in there and keep our heads down.
Come on, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you all right, Grace?
I think I was walking to the electric chair to hear you.
Grace.
Please, come in my front room. Grace. Bruce and George.
Floyd, please get up and give Mrs. Goldberg your chair.
That's all right. I don't mind. I've got a stool here. That's all right. Mrs. Decker, don't push over. That's all right.
Thank you very much.
I think, folks, that you're all acquainted with George and Grace. And,
Mrs. Decker, please.
Well, we are all gathered together and assembled.
Bruce Henley take over, Molly.
Yes, surely, if you will, Bruce, please.
Of course, Mrs. Goldberg. Thank you. Folks, you all know the facts, so we won't go over them.
I think you should, so that these two people can hear their crimes and be as shocked by them as we are.
All right, Mrs. Decker. These people know what they did.
But circumstances and conditions are all...
Molly!
Now. Now we can turn you over to the law, and we should. Maybe we will. That's all up to the folks sitting here in this room. It was their money you went away with.
But they're back.
But the money is gone.
Mrs. Decker. George, you're the one we trusted, and you're the one we'd like to hear from.
Well, we certainly would like
Quiet.
To hear from George.
Quiet. Hold your horses, Mrs. Decker.
Well, I think living among you people and working for Marcia and doing an honest man's work gave me a new slant on things. I'm not saying this because I want you to let me down easy and because I want to get away without getting what's coming to me. I only want you to know, as far as Grace is concerned, well, she's only a kid. She went right along with me and any plans that I had. If I had been straight, she'd have been straight. So, well, whatever you decide, that's all there is. Nothing else I want to say. Only that Grace is going to have a baby. And I'd like that kid to have a chance. Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to say, Grace?
No.
We'd like to hear from you.
Sure. Sure you would. And I know what you'd like to hear. You'd like me to fall down on my knees and cry for mercy and tell you all how wonderful you are. How good and honest and moral. And then you'd like me to ask for another chance. You'd like me to beg for it. Well, you might as well all face the facts. Whatever you do, you'll have to do on your own. I'm not asking for anything, and I don't care what you do.
Well, I'm not surprised.
All right. Now, if you and George will step outside, we'll vote on our opinion.
If Molly had any hope for Grace, it's about all gone now. And as Molly sees the hurt and angry faces of her neighbors, she knows that Grace has finally ruined whatever chance she had for one more start in life. You know, most of us just naturally expect to be punished for the things we do. And if we aren't, well, it sort of takes the kick out of our misdeeds, doesn't it? That's what happened to young Dickie Dozem. You know, Dickie said to me,
"Gee, Ma never fusses about my overalls now, because Judge does them so easy. Gosh, getting dirty's no fun anymore."
Well, Dickie, Ma's so thankful to have a new kind of soap like Duz that, well, she just doesn't feel like scolding a fella for getting dirty. You see, Duz does everything in the wash, overalls, towels, to lovely rayon slips. Yes, friends, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Duz gives longer life to the nice colors you wash. Yet you can't beat Duz for getting towels white and grimy work clothes clean. Even in the toughest wash, Duz does everything. And friends, Duz sends you this wartime reminder. All soaps contain vital war materials, so don't waste Duz. Measure it carefully into your machine. See to it every bit of Duz you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. The townspeople of Lastonbury cast their votes, and George and Grace await their verdict. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the Dozems do. Let Duz, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.